This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Our next guest's obsession with Tina Turner began at the tender age of 14. Now, for years, he's been touring Australia, performing and producing his show. It's called A Night with Tina, and he joins us in the studio, Fabio Cataffi. Welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, mate. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. I love the fact that you were a Tina Turner fan from the age of 14. What was it about Tina that got you so excited?
Oh, my God. I just think the energy, her energy was the first thing. I just remember her energy and her uniqueness and individuality, I think, because it was sort of no one like her and the way she sang, the way she performed, the way she like emoted a song, her hair, her fashion.
Everything.
It was really, everything about it is so unique. I think I love that.
Take us back to your bedroom when you're 14 years old. You've got Tina Turner playing on, I assume, like a little ghetto blaster or something.
No, I actually, because I used to go to Tony Bartuch show. Dance studio.
Oh, wow. You weren't in your bedroom.
No, I was in the dance studio and I remember dancing to Tina Turner, Proud Mary in the studio when I was like 14, 15 years old. That was probably the first kind of Tina Turner.
And you were hooked.
For me. Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us, what's your favourite Tina Turner song?
You know, I love Private Dancer. I love Private Dancer because it's just really beautiful and emotional, and like when I perform it, I get to really just get into the words and the emotion of it, as where everything else is really fast and frenzy.
I kind of wish we were television now, because I'd love to see you dance to it.
Oh, well, I can dance later for you. I'll dance later for you. That's all right.
Now, for those who may not be in the know, what can we expect from the night? It's called A Night with Tina. What is it about?
So A Night with Tina, it's a drag tribute to Tina. So I do obviously Tina Turner, and I have like six dancers performing with me.
Yep.
And it's a 2-hour show with a 20-minute interval.
Okay. So you go to the toilet.
50-minute sets. Exactly.
Fabulous.
Go to the toilet, change your stocking, have a sip, Aperol spritz, whatever. And so, and basically we just go through her career and we start like at the 60s. So I go 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Oh. We go right through. So we go through all the different eras of Tina's music. And obviously that goes with all the different costume changes and dance routines and audience participation. And it's just, if you love drag and you love Tina Turner and you love entertainment, it's all of that. And it's very uplifting as well, because it's all audience participation and lots of just dynamite dancing and singing and carrying on.
I love it. You just made me think of something, because I love the Mad Max era.
Oh,
and We Don't Need Another Hero is one of my favourite Tina Turner songs. Yep. And I was in the gym this week and there was this high energy mix and a squeaky voice singing it. It wasn't Tina Turner.
Okay.
I was horrified.
Oh, my God.
I didn't like it at all.
No.
Tina Turner is one of those people that I think you cannot have, you know, someone come in and just reproduce her music.
No. And it's like a house version of something, like a house version of her songs. That kind of, I think, builds.
With her vocals.
With her vocals is always amazing.
This wasn't her vocals.
No, we can't do that.
It was an imposter. It was terrible.
No imposter, please.
And now there's been a real resurgence of Tina Turner appreciation, hasn't there? Tell us about that.
Well, I've always appreciated Tina Turner, so I don't know a lot, but I think obviously since she's passed away, and obviously even before she passed away, because they had the Tina Turner musical. So I think that's kind of, because Tina was retired, so she wasn't touring or recording or anything. So everybody's getting in touch with Tina through her musical, I guess. So that sort of reunited all of that.
Mm.
And then obviously when Tina passed away, that also has reignited that interest as well, I think.
Did you have to, after her sad passing, did you have to adapt your show much?
Not really. It's the same show. It's the same show.
And also, what's been some of the most, I suppose, unexpected responses you've received from audience members who go in and perhaps they're not Tina Turner fans before they go in? Maybe you've got people who've never heard of her before. I mean, there will be people who don't know her music. Have you had any of those and any responses from them?
Always good responses.
Yeah, of course.
I can't really... Not really, not that, because everyone sort of knows Tina. I think everyone that comes to my show knows Tina Turner and is a Tina Turner fan. Mm. But I don't think they expect to see what they see, though, because it's like a full production. So then they're like very excited because they're like, oh, my God, that was amazing. And the dancers and the curry and the costumes and, oh, my God, it was like a full show, the lighting and everything. So I guess they don't really expect that part of it. So I think they're always pleasantly surprised to get all of that as well. So it's, you know, it's not just like a drag show and I'm just doing a drag number and that's it. It's a whole theatrical experience.
Six dancers, you said?
Six, yeah.
Did you choreograph it?
Yeah, I choreographed some of it, and then I'm lucky enough to have Robert Storick, who's a good friend of mine, choreograph most of it. So he does most of it, then I do my little bits and pieces.
Okay, where do we see it?
So Saturday the 4th of May at Therapy Nightclub, level 3 at Crown Casino. And you can get tickets through Tri-Booking. Therapy Nightclub. Yeah, we all need therapy sometimes, don't we? We've all had it at some stage. So, yeah, so Saturday the 4th of May at Therapy Nightclub at Crown.
Yep.
It starts at 7:30 p.m. and you can get your tickets at Tri-Booking, or you can go to my Instagram, A Night with Tina.
What's your Instagram?
It's A Night with Tina.
A Night with Tina.
A Night with Tina.
Love it.
And then there's like the links in the bio and everything like that.
So. Okay, tell us why you like Private Dancer, because we're going to go out with that song.
Why? Because it's sexy and sultry and emotional and just really passionate.
Love it. Love it. Let's go out with it. Thank you so much for joining us, Fabio.
Thank you.
Just called A Night with Tina. Don't forget, follow on Instagram, A Night with Tina.
That's it.
I love it. What a great handle.
Thank you so much.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.